this minister had his tent because he was having his church remodeled. And he brought that people down. And he had a funeral. He really held his service there. So now they've completed his church. And it's back on Galvin Street. So that's just a piece of land there. That's all.
You know, say where you would get water in a building.
Well, they have places there where you get water, but not just water.
Go over to the what? Get water out of it?
Well, they always have fountains all over the place, just like they have any other big city, you know. Like if you want your drinking water, you mean? In a hotel, hospital, or whatever you go to.
Can you name some different kinds of cars or trucks?
No, Rachel, like you know about. Nothing.
What about those, do you remember those old models from the 30s
the
and 40s?
Ford.
30s and 40s that sometimes had outside seats in the back?
Yes, I remember.
Those were called?
They were just those Fords. There was another name for them, but I don't remember what they called them.
Little cars that they have a seat in the back of?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, what about a car that would have two doors to it? That's a...
I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. No more than a ride.
And then four doors would be a...
I don't know. But whatever they are, they're the same all over the city. I mean, all over the United States.
What about the big
Cadillac
cars, they call them?
One is Cadillac, I know. That's usually a big one.
Names they would have for them? Did they call them a hog, or did you ever hear it called
that? No, not here.
Then what about something that you would put a lot of kids in, you know? And these would be real big cars, and they have seats in the back that would fold down and open up and that sort of thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I couldn't tell you the name of
it. When somebody brings something to your house in a small kind of a truck, that's called a what? Say they brought some flowers to your house, and they bring it up in a what?
One of those trucks.
Would there be someone just a little bigger than that?
That depends. Sometimes they have large ones, and sometimes they have small ones. Depends upon how much weight they have.
What about an open truck that would be, did you ever see one of those that would have an open place in the back where they could throw things in?
Yes.
Put things in?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a...
I don't know what they call it.
Well, that was country, what do they drive?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have them right here.
They drive what? What kind of truck? Any name for them?
Nope, I don't know.
What? When you were going to the airport, what would you take instead of a cab?
Instead of a cab? Now, there's a car, the transportation right down at the Elk Place.
Yeah.
To go to the airport. And it'll take you right to the airport.
In a big what? In a big?
No, it's a car.
Yeah. You know what they call that? Did you ever fly?
Yes. But someone always takes me. And last time I came back on the bus. I mean, from the airport, and I came down to
kind of bus.
Regular bus, like they have, like any other place in here.
Have you seen those little buses that go around the French Quarter?
Yeah, but it's larger than that.
That's called a little what? That's just.
I forgot what they call it, but this is larger than that. And it's not far from. You said you came from Simon Bolivar. From the Elk Place, you thought that they'd use you there, and they would take you right to the airport.
What sort of different types of transportation do you have? Public transportation right here?